Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hello, everybody. Hello. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How is everybody doing? God bless you. So good to be in your home. So good to be in your home, place of business, or wherever you are, in your car, in your vehicle, wherever you are, listening to this broadcast. God bless you. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks, and it's just a great big blessing. You hear my bird in the, well, my granddaughter's bird in the background. Her name is Cha-Cha, and every time I try to talk to you, she has something to say. And so if you hear a parakeet in the background, that's Cha-Cha, and she's bearing witness. She's saying, yes, go ahead. I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. So I it's so funny because people listen for Cha-Cha to see if she got something to say, and yeah, she usually does. And so I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you today. And we have a word. God has blessed us over and over again. We're in a new month. We're going on like a steamroller. Going on, doing what we're called to do. If God has blessed you to start this or to do that or do this work or to change the job that you were doing into a job that he's got you doing now. If he's changed your direction, changed your path, what you say, Lord, it's in your hands. A lot of times we don't understand. Sometimes we don't know why our direction has been changed or the way we was going. Now we're going a different way. We thought the other way was fine. We thought what we was doing was okay. We was getting things done and it seemed to be all right. But then God will make us make a right turn instead of a left. He'll change our direction. And when that happens, you say, well, Lord, it's in your hands. You take the wheel. You guide us. Guide me. Show me your direction, your path, and then help me to follow it faithfully to the best of my ability. I don't know that sometimes the direction God has led me in, but I see on the other side, it was for my good. Sometimes he will reveal it to you. He may or he may not, but sometimes he will show you, well, this is the reason why you did this. This is the reason why I sent you this way. It was to get you to the next level. You see, if I would have kept you right where you were, you wouldn't have challenged yourself. You wouldn't have stepped out on faith. Come on, somebody. You wouldn't have trusted when you didn't see the other side of it, of the picture. God will move you to points and take you to places and take you right to the edge. And you have to say, well, what am I going to do? I'm right here at the edge. Am I going to step out on faith or am I going to turn back and run back to where I came from? Come on, somebody. You know, this is a walk by faith and not by sight. God chose this way for you. He chose this way for me, teaching us that we must trust him every single step of the way. Yeah. Title of our message today is two words, I am. That's it. Title of our message is I am. And I thank the Lord for his word. Please join me as I ask God to please bless this word. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We truly don't take it lightly. Lord, please bless every listener, every doer of your holy word. Help us to be better. Help us to be stronger. Help us to be wiser. Help us to be more loving. Lord, help us to be kinder. Father, help us to be patient. Help us to be long-suffering. Teach us how to be gentle. Teach us how to be loving. Teach us how to care for one another. Even if we don't see a return, help us to be our brother's keeper. Care about one another. Each and every day, care about one another. Lord, help us to do the work you've called us to do. And Father, I lift up those in hospital rooms. I pray for healing. Those who are sick in their bodies, I pray for healing. I pray that you would give the doctors and the nurses the wisdom and what they need to make your people feel better, to get well. And then, Lord, I pray for those who are homeless. I don't know what it's like to actually lay on a curb and not have a home. I don't know what that's like. But Father, I lift up those who are homeless. I pray for homes and shelter. I pray for a place over their head for protection. Pray for homes, for the homeless. And then, Lord, I lift up those who are in bereavement, who've lost loved ones. Lord, I pray for comfort. I pray that you would comfort their hearts. And dear Lord, I pray that you would bring families together. Teach us how to lean and depend on one another. Not just during this time, but always bring families closer together. Teach us how to look to you for our strength, for our hope, our peace, our comfort. And then, Lord, I just pray that you would bless us to carry your gospel, to carry your word as far as possible. Do your work. Help us to please you in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for all you've done and all you're doing. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. I thank God for each and every one of you listening. Thank God for Sister Patricia. I thank God for her spirit. I thank God for her walk. Just the other day, I was looking at letters that she had sent me, cards that she had sent me. I was looking at a beautiful towel set that she had sent me. Just to have her touch. Come on, somebody. Just to have somebody's touch on it means so much. Let me tell you about when you're caring about people, when you're loving on people. Just to have their touch. See, that anointing, it goes, it transfers. It transfers from this to that person. That kindness and that goodness that you show to people, it transfers. It's a God thing. We may not understand it all the time, but it transfers. You may not have so much greatness, monies and this and that, but that goodness and that kindness, that gentleness that you show, it transfers to the receiver and they get it. Yeah. How many times in the Bible does it show or does it mention where just a little bit, just a mustard seed of faith, one of the tiniest seeds of faith If you have enough faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou moved, be moved, be thou moved. Yeah. It don't take a whole lot. And things God's anointing can transfer just because of faith. So, yeah, I thank God. I thank God for Sister Patricia, her grace and her mercy, her goodness. Powerhouse in God. Just a beautiful, beautiful person. Yeah. And that's you too. And that's you too. And that's you too. And that's me too. We have to care about our brothers and sisters. And we have to care about one another. It doesn't matter on no excuses. There is no excuses. Jesus said, and I will always remember this, to the man on the cross that was right next to him. He said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. The man looked over to Jesus and he said, remember me. Don't forget about me. I matter. Don't forget about me. I may have done this. I may have done that. Yes, I did this. Yes, I did that. Yes, 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 yes. I'm getting my punishment, yes. But if you could just remember me. If you just remember me when you enter your kingdom. Jesus says that this day you'll be with me in paradise. Yeah. What we do, the things we say, they matter. It goes out. The Lord Jesus, he said that his word won't return to him void. And it's going to accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. So I'm just really grateful and I'm thankful that God is growing us up and he's blessing us to have enough faith to trust him. When we don't even see the other side, but we still have faith. Yeah. And I'm just going to say, those who are listening to our broadcast, and this is a walk by faith, I want to have more broadcasts. I want to tell the management of KJFF, yeah, put us on for another time. Give us an hour. We want to get do more. We want to help more people. And the only way that we can do that is if you help us. So this, I said, and Lord, if I'm wrong, the management of the station will definitely let me know. But I want anybody and everybody, those who can, that wants to support Trinity Talks, Pastor Donna Evans, Trinity Talks on KJFF Radio and its subsidiaries. Don't bother sending us anything. Send it to the station. Send it to the station. Let the station know this is for Trinity Talks. This is for Pastor Donna Evans to get on more stations or to get more time. Yeah. One thing I pray that no one will ever be able to say about your humble servant is that I put anything in my pocket for anything. Mm-mm. That's just not the way I roll. Mm-mm. People can say whatever they want to say about ministers, pastors, preachers, teachers. They can say whatever they want to. But you know what? God knows the heart. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. Believe me. And so I'm just going to say, if you want us to do more, let the radio station know by sending to the station monies or however you want to send it to. for Trinity Talks. I definitely want to do more. So the only way it can happen is through you. That's it. I can't tell you any other way. And I definitely don't want nobody to ever say that Pastor Donna Evans is doing this and look at what she's got, because it's not true. We walk by faith and not by sight. So if you want to support Trinity Talks and to get on more station or get on, instead of being on 30 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe we could have messages from others that have been touched or that has grown through this ministry. I definitely would love to broaden, take more time so you could hear from others. But that can only happen if you help us. So call the radio station and let them know, hey, I want to support. I want to be a supporter of Trinity Talks. I want to be a supporter of Pastor Donna Evans as she carries the word. God bless you. God keep you. It's only through faith. And that's me walking on faith, stretching out by faith. Title of our message is I Am. I Am. And this is Old Testament, the book of Exodus. Exodus, the third chapter, verse 14. That's where our message is going to come from. The Old Testament, Genesis, and then there's Exodus. Exodus, the third chapter, verse 14 is our key verse. You can write it down, okay? Even if you don't have time to go to it, to find it in your Bible, always just write the scripture down. You can look for it later, okay? Exodus, Genesis, and then there's Exodus. Exodus, the third chapter, verse 14 is our key verse. The title of our message is I Am, okay? And I'm going to start with Exodus, the third chapter. Our key verse is verse 14. But I'm going to start with verse 12. No. I'm going to start with verse 11, okay? Key verse is verse 14, y'all. All right, verse 11. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God had a work for Moses, okay? Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Verse 12, and God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? Verse 14. This is it. This is our key verse. God said to Moses, I am who I am. That's it. I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Yeah. Verse 15, I'm just going to read that. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Yeah. When Moses encountered God in the burning bush, this is another time, okay? He encountered God in the burning bush. He still had much to learn about the Lord. Moses was impressed with the miracle before him of the burning bush. Remember that? Where the bush was on fire, but it never was consumed. Okay, let's look at Exodus 3 and verse 3. Well, let's look at 2 and go down to 3. It says, Exodus, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that through the bush, that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? Yeah. Verse 4 says, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to take a look at the bush, when he went over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Yeah. And then God says, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Whew. Okay, God is showing himself. He's showing himself to us. He shows himself back over 2,000 years ago and even today. With the same God who could cause a bush to burn without being consumed, also be able to do what's necessary to deliver a multitude? Can the same God deliver multitude? God's answer was, I am. Yeah. And that is to Moses, I'll be whatever you need me to be as you carry out my assignment, Moses. If you need miraculous signs in order to convince Pharaoh's people that this is how I will express myself, if you need signs, I'll show you signs. Well, what's one of the signs, Pastor Donna? Do you remember the Red Sea parting? And the people going through on dry land? Yeah. If you need to interrupt nature and part the waters of the Red Sea, I will be your provider. That's God. If you are afraid, I'll be your strength. And at the beginning of Moses' walk with the Lord, Moses had no idea all that he would need God to do for him. Yet each time Moses faced a need, he learned something new about God. Moses came to realize that there was much more to God than just this burning bush. When he kept looking at the bush, but the bush wasn't consumed. But even still, there was much more to learn about God. What if Moses was so enamored with this experience at the bush that he built a tabernacle on the spot and established a church right there at the bush? Then that would have just limited him to right there, right then, right that bush. And he would have missed out on so much more that God wanted to reveal to him. Think back to your understanding of God when you first began walking with him. How have your experiences expanded your knowledge of him? How have what you've gone through expanded your knowledge of God? Yahweh is derived from the Hebrew word I am. And God reminded Moses of his covenant promises, promises to Abraham, promises to Isaac, and promises to Jacob. God did that over 2,000 years ago, and they still stand, those promises still stand today. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. I don't know if we're going to have time, but Genesis 12 chapter. Verses Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 2 and 3, it says, "The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you. Verse 2, I will make you a great nation and will bless you. I will make your name great and will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse." Okay, that's his promise to Abraham. Then we go to Genesis 26, verses 2 through 5. Let's jump on over there. I'll just write it down. Genesis 26, it says, verses 2, "The Lord appeared to Isaac, do not go down to Egypt and live in the land." Let's see. "The Lord appeared to Isaac, do not go down to Egypt." Okay, stop right there. And then he said, "Live in the land where I tell you to live." Okay, don't go to Egypt, but go to where I tell you to live. "Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath that I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring, all the nations of the earth will be blessed." Yeah, that was to Isaac. And then lastly, to Jacob, Genesis 28. Come on, y'all. Genesis 28, verses 13 through 15. Verse 13, it says, now this is to Jacob. "There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac, and I will give you and your descendants the land in which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. All the people of the earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go." Yeah, "and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." When Jacob woke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place." Yeah, promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, and God used the name I Am to show his unchanging nature. What God promised to the great patriarchs hundreds of years earlier, God fulfilled through Moses. God's covenant promised to Abraham and Isaac was even offered to Jacob as well. Yeah. It wasn't enough to be Abraham's grandson. Jacob had to establish his own relationship with God. God has no chance, grandchildren. Each of us have to have a personal relationship with him. And I'm going to say that again. God don't have no stepchildren, no grandchildren. We have to personally have a relationship with him. Okay? It's not enough to just hear wonderful stories about, well, God did this and this happened and that happened. And you remember what happened to this, and you know, in the Bible that happened. No, we have to have our own personal relationship with God. Be part of the story yourself. Look at Galatians 3 in the New Testament. Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verses 6 and 7. And you can just write that down, okay? Because we really don't have much time. But verses 6, it says, "Consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." 7 says, "Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham." That's it. This is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. Be a part of the story yourself. God bless you. It's exciting to see God working in your life on your behalf. He can do all that you open the door and let him do for you. Again, help us to get further. Help us to get more time. Contact the radio station. Say, hey, I want to be a supporter of Trinity Talks. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Until next time.